Hello, everypony. My name is Lotus Moon. I'm a new writer on the scene, and I wanted to bring you something I wrote a long time ago in high school. It's just a simple short story. I do hope you enjoy it, and I apologize for any popping sounds you may hear, as well as any background noises, as I am not quite accustomed to the mic I'm using, and I'm not in a completely stable recording environment. So for your hearing pleasure, I bring to you Midnight Strolls. There are times when I usually get bored of reality and life at home. So when I need an escape, I close my eyes, curl up into a little ball like a kitten, and drift away. I block out and leave the world behind, then wander around through my vast, empty mind. My body, heart, and mind become one, and I continue my journey. I'm all alone in the darkness. No voices can reach me. I continue to drift at peace in the nothingness of my own mind. When suddenly, selections of many different places come racing to my mind. There are a wide random selection. I don't know which to choose. But then an image comes that I haven't seen before. It's a beach. Whenever I go into a peaceful imagery of my own escape, my thoughts become reality, so without a second thought, I walk through my dream gateway. When I opened my eyes, I was at my dream beach, and I was wearing a medium-length peach dress, with high heels in each hand since it had been a long day, and my long flowing hair was tied back. There was a nice calm breeze blowing that day, and it was twilight, so the beach was empty. I couldn't believe where I was. Even though it was a dream, I wish it was real. As I walked along the sandy shores and the sun set over the ocean, the glow of the sun was so warm, it made me feel like I was in heaven. I sat down on the sandy shore and sang my favorite song, and while doing so, as if in response, the dolphins jumped and danced in the ocean, almost as if they could understand me. They jumped so high, it was as if they were jumping over the sun itself, and the sparkling waters complemented the dolphins so perfectly. As soon as the sun had completely set and the moon rose, it was time for me to contemplate leaving that world. After about 20 minutes, the moon was high enough that it illuminated the entire sky and reflected over the ocean. I was almost in a trance and completely at peace. I didn't want to leave my dream world, but it was time. I gathered myself and walked back to the dream portal that I had entered through. Once I stepped through the portal, I curled back into a little ball and drifted back to my reality. Soon I woke up in my room, curled up under the sheets. I rubbed my eyes and simply realized it was all a dream, but it felt somewhat real too. For some reason, I could still smell the ocean on my body. I thought my dream world and reality would collide in this small way. Too happy to contain it any longer, I cried to myself. I knew somehow, whether in a dream or in reality, I could return to that beach and stay there much longer than I had this time. Maybe that's wishful thinking. Maybe not. Who knows? But maybe next time I'll also have company to enjoy that beautiful scene with once again. And that was Midnight Strolls, written by my past self. I do hope you enjoyed this reading, everypony, and I would like to give a warm shout out to my friend who did the artwork for this reading. She's quite talented. I do apologize for any popping sounds or background sounds, along with any pauses I did during the reading. It took a lot of courage for me to do this since it is my first time, and I was pretty nervous. Once again, I do hope you enjoyed this reading. I'll be continuing to do it more frequently, or as frequently as I can. If you wouldn't mind, please leave your comments down below, like the video, share it around if you would like to as well, and subscribe for more content. This is Lotus Moon, Signing off for now, everypony.